Hi, everybody. Welcome to English Digest. I'm Tom.
Hi, I'm Stephanie.
Today we are going to continue talking about the Festival of Edinburgh, also the Edinburgh Festival Fringe and all the other celebrations that are going on at the same time. Scotland's a cool country. Scottish people are pretty cool. They're pretty friendly. They talk kind of strange. I try to listen to them on the internet. I can only understand about half of what they're saying. So it's a lot of fun, and I've known people have traveled there, and they always give high marks to Scotland. It's a great place to go.
Well, I haven't been to Scotland, but one of my friends had a very close Scottish friend. And like Tom said, their accent is very difficult. We're both native English speakers, as you know, but I can't understand Scottish people very well. I think that is a hard accent, and the accent from India is very difficult. They're two hard accents. But it's a lot of fun to try to understand them, and they've got a lot of cute phrases that we don't have in America.
Sure, check it out and go to Scotland, especially at this time of year, because the Edinburgh Festival is going on. See lots of performances there, eat lots of delicious food, and have some memories that you'll cherish for the rest of your life. And last time we talked about the origins of the festival and how all these other groups began to take part in this festival. Well, today let's actually talk about some other things that go on in the Edinburgh Festival. So let's get to it. Let's read today's lesson right now in its entirety. One of the most unique events at the Edinburgh Festival is the Royal Edinburgh Military Tattoo. This is a huge army band playing drums and bagpipes against the splendid backdrop of Edinburgh Castle. The performance is capped by a magnificent fireworks display. The tattoo's so popular that it always sells out in advance, even though it is performed every weekday evening and twice on Saturdays. Because of this, additional shorter performances have been held for free since 2004. The tattoo is not just performed by British Army bands, as international military companies have taken part in it as well. Another place you can sample the international flavors of the Edinburgh Festival is at the Edinburgh Mela. Mela is an Indian word meaning gathering or to meet, and that's just what people do here. This event, which was first held in 1995, invites ethnic minorities to celebrate their food, music, art, and culture. The Mela has been praised for encouraging a community spirit in Edinburgh's diverse population. One of the primary appeals of the Edinburgh Festival is the sheer abundance of things to see and do. Many a traveler has stopped in for a bite to eat in a bar or restaurant and found themselves watching a group that's using the venue as their stage. Organizations like the Free Edinburgh Fringe Festival make sure you don't have to break the bank to be fully entertained. With far more shows than a person can see in a month, visitors traveling to the city have their hands full just deciding what to experience first.
Well, as we talked about, there are lots of different events going on at the festival at the same time. One of the most unique or special is the Royal Edinburgh Military Tattoo. Usually when you hear the word tattoo, you think of the ink drawing that you can get on your arm or leg or wherever on your body. That's a tattoo, right? This is different. It's actually a very, very big army band that gets together and they play lots of drums and bagpipes. And the place where they're actually performing is the cool part, for me at least. They're playing against the backdrop of the Edinburgh Castle. So they are performing in front of the castle with the castle behind them, and it just looks really spectacular. Splendid means really beautiful. And backdrop is kind of the scenery that you see behind something else, and that scenery just happens to be a gorgeous castle.
Right, and a castle, of course, is like a big fort, and there are castles all over Europe again. And, that word tattoo, as you were just explaining, means that thing you paint on your arm, but also the original meaning or an earlier meaning does refer to some kind of a military band call. I think it's actually originally from the Dutch language. But we'll just move on here and talk more about this performance here of the Royal Edinburgh Military Tattoo. The performance is capped by a magnificent fireworks display. So here we have cap. A cap is the thing you wear on top of your head. A cap means like to put something on top of something else. To stop the flow of oil spilling into the ocean, for example, you want to cap the well, put a cap on it to stop it. Or a bottle cap, the cap on top of a bottle. And so here it's being used as a verb to cap something. That just means that's the thing that ends everything. It's kind of topped by this.
Uh-huh.
It's finished off with this thing. A magnificent fireworks display.
Magnificent refers to something that's extraordinary. It's beautiful to look at. We often describe things associated with kings and gods as being magnificent, really, really gorgeous. A display could be anything that you can look at. You might go to a festival to see a display of beautiful artwork. You might see a display in a department store of new fashions that are coming out. So that things that you can look at, those are displays. And here we're talking about fireworks that shoot up into the sky and are beautiful to look at.
Sure, those are the ones that you see during certain kinds of celebrations. I guess firecrackers are a kind of firework, but those are the things you hear during, like, Chinese New Year. Those are firecrackers as opposed to fireworks. At least to me, they're firecrackers.
Uh-huh.
But in any case, let's move on here. The tattoo's so popular that it always sells out in advance. In advance means beforehand, before something takes place. If you want to see a Lady Gaga performance, for example, you need to buy your tickets in advance. Don't expect to be able to buy them at the door unless you want to buy them from, what are they called, hackers? Or people are scalpers.
Scalpers,
that's the
yeah.
word I'm looking for. Even
ticket scalpers.
Yeah, it's illegal, but you're going to pay like two or three times more than the original price. So, yes, get your tickets in advance.
Mm-hmm. Well, the reason why you have to get your ticket in advance is this particular group always sells out. They perform every weekday evening and twice on Saturdays, and still they sell out, so they must be fabulous to listen to. Well, because of the selling out problem that they have and a lot of people still want tickets, they've added in shorter performances. And those are free, and they've done this since 2004, which is really kind, I think.
Mm.
The tattoo, the group, is not just performed by British Army bands. You don't have to be from the UK to participate. They actually invite a lot of international military companies to take part in the band as well, which is kind of cool. If you take part in something, it means you participate. You get in there and you're active in it along with everyone else. You're not just listening or watching. You're not a bystander or a passerby or even in the audience. You're actually playing an instrument.
Really? Even if you don't know how to play the trombone or the trumpet, you can still go in there and
play? No, you have to be in one of these military bands first,
Tom. You kind of made it sound like anybody can just go in there and play.
No.
Any average Joe off the street, can I play in this? Okay, give me a trombone, I'll play along. Now, of course, we've got these different bands from all over the world. And another place you can sample the international flavors of the Edinburgh Festival is at the Edinburgh Mela. Mela, okay? And Mela is an Indian word meaning gathering or to meet. Indian here referring to India. It doesn't say which India here, whether it's Urdu or some of the other places there. But in any case, it's a word from India, let's just say that. And that word means gathering or to meet. And that's exactly what people do here. They gather or they meet. To gather means people come from different areas and they come together in a central area for some kind of purpose. You might gather for some kind of celebration or gather for some kind of demonstration against the government.
Oh, wow. Yeah, it could be. Well, this event, the Edinburgh Festival, was first held in 1995, and it invites ethnic minorities to celebrate their food, music, art, culture, all of these things. Ethnic means a group of people who are apart from the majority. So they have their own culture, they might even have their own language, their own way of doing things. We have ethnic groups in America, quite a few actually. We have Asians, which is an ethnic group because it's a minority group in America. There are Latin communities. They're ethnic. They're from Spanish-speaking countries. There are a lot of ethnic minorities in lots of different countries. In Taiwan, an ethnic minority might be Vietnamese people.
Sure, sure. So, yes, ethnic just refers to a subgroup of the population that doesn't have as many people. So I suppose if there's a country where white people are the minority, they would be an ethnic group.
I think we're ethnic groups here in Taiwan, Tom.
I think so, too.
Yeah.
But these are minorities. The opposite of that is majority. So the minority refers to a smaller number of something. The majority refers to the number of representing most of the people. So, yes, these people can celebrate their food, music, art, and culture. Yes, Caucasians or white people are the predominant group in Scotland and the UK, but there are other minorities there as well. Lots of people from Pakistan, for example, from African countries. They're just from all over the place there. And, hey, they come out and celebrate their food. You can try some Ethiopian food, for example.
Cool.
Let's hear some music from Ghana in Africa. See some Asian art and culture. Oh, just sounds really cool. And that's what the Mela is.
The Mela has been praised for encouraging a community spirit in Edinburgh's diverse population. Diverse means lots of different people. There's lots of variety, which is kind of fun. And if you're talking about a community spirit, it's getting people to feel like they're part of the same sort of area. They feel like a big family. If you have a good community spirit, you might have neighbors who help you while you're out of town or try to keep the neighborhood clean together. That's a good community spirit. So the Mela actually has helped bring all of these different groups, these ethnic groups together to feel like they're part of the same family, you could say.
Right, to have a celebration instead of people kind of suspecting each other. Oh, you guys are just taking jobs away from real Scots people and stuff like that. No, they actually think, hey, you're welcome here. It's cool. You make our country more interesting, so we're going to celebrate you. It's great that we're all here together. And there's a lot of diversity. That's the noun form of diverse. I should also say that diverse is also pronounced diverse. But here we pronounce it diverse because that's the way the Americans pronounce it. And, yeah, so there we go. Let's move on now to the final portion of our article. But before we do that, we'd like to take a break and listen to our Chinese teacher for a couple of minutes.
Hello, 大家好,我是 Vivian。我们继续来看爱丁堡艺术节。今天首先要讲的是另外一个重头戏,英文名称是 Royal Edinburgh Military Tattoo。这是爱丁堡军乐节。Tattoo, T-A-T-T-O-O. 这个字的意思除了我们熟知的刺青之外，前面加上定冠词 the, 后面再加上 s 作为复数形，就是指军队的归营号，也指军队的乐仪表演。在军乐节期间，爱丁堡城前的广场会围起来，架设几千个座位，除了周日，每天晚上都会有来自世界各地的乐仪队来表演。大部分的节目会融合几个不同的团体一起演出，有些会打鼓，有些会演奏乐器，有些做抛枪的动作，有些则表演民俗舞蹈，偶尔也会穿插一些代表性的流行曲目来娱乐观众，高潮不断，井然有序的连贯动作，各有特色的民俗服装配合队形穿插改变。夏天的英国天黑得很晚，趁着夕阳，随着夜幕低垂，观赏搭配曲目在城堡上打出的各式彩色投影，最后再以精彩的烟火表演为这场节目画下句点，每年都吸引几十万人次到现场观看。票的话是越早订越好，好的位置很快就抢光了。不过随着表演日期靠近，会有局部零星的票释出，大家可以尽早好好安排咯。好，我们继续往下看。我们看到第一段第二行的 backdrop 这个字， B-A-C-K-D-R-O-P， 除了指实际的舞台背景，也可以指一个故事或者事件发生时的社会背景等等。而第三行的 cap 这个字 ,cap, 如果作为名词是盖子的意思，在这里做动词来使用，可以想象给一个东西加上盖子的画面，意思就是以什么什么作为某事物的终结。好，我们再接着看第二段第三句。This event, which was first held in 1995, invites ethnic minorities to celebrate their food, music, art and culture.这个句子是关系子句的非限定用法。原本的句子是 This event invites ethnic minorities to celebrate their food, music, art and culture. 在句首主词 this event 后面加上逗号，以关系子句 which was first held in 1995 来补充描述 this event.
We're going to take a short break. Stay tuned, we'll be right back.
Okay, everybody, we're going to continue with our lesson and finish it up here in the final paragraph. We're going to continue talking about the Edinburgh Festival. Now, one of the primary appeals of the Edinburgh Festival is the sheer abundance of things to see and do. Now, let's talk about some of these vocabulary words first. We've got primary. That means the most important thing, the main thing, the primary appeal, the main appeal of this festival is the abundance of things to see and do, the primary appeal.
You can also talk about primary school, which is like elementary school to us. It's kind of the first school that you go to. But here it does mean one of the most important appeals for the people there is just the amount of things that you can go and see and do. If something has an appeal, that's a noun. It just means there's something about it that's very attractive.
Like sex appeal.
That looks fun or that draws you in. Remember, we talked about the word lure to attract people, to tempt them. One of the things that people love about the festival is just the sheer abundance of things that they can do. Sheer abundance means the absolutely big variety. There's so much you can't believe it. Sheer just absolutely emphasizes the following word, the sheer abundance. So it's actually just kind of saying a lot of abundance here. I can't believe the sheer rudeness of that guy. You can actually use it to emphasize the word that follows.
Sure, and we're emphasizing the word that follows. The word that is being emphasized is abundance, which means a lot of something in a certain place. Feng Fu in Chinese, basically.
Uh-huh.
So we always hope for abundance in the new year when the Chinese New Year comes around. Abundance. We want to have lots of money and lots of food and lots of good times, etc. So, yes, there are a lot of things to see and do in this festival. You're not going to be bored there unless you are a boring person. I used to say that to people. Only boring people say they're bored.
Oh, that's an interesting idea, yeah. Well, many a traveler is stopped in for a bite to eat in a bar or restaurant. Let's look at that part first. You know, this is kind of strange because you think, why are they using many and then proceed or following that with a singular noun? That doesn't make sense. Wouldn't you say many travelers with an S?
Yeah.
But this is a phrase we use a lot in English. Many a day has gone by that I haven't heard from my family. So it's just another way to say something. You're using a plural form of the noun. So many a worker has been paid low wages in India. Many a traveler has stopped in. Many travelers have stopped in. So I know it looks like it's completely wrong, but it's not. It's a phrase we use.
It is a phrase we use, so please don't say travelers. Many a traveler has stopped in for a bite to eat in a bar or restaurant. A bite to eat is just an informal way of saying we just were hungry and we decided to go get a meal, kind of to get an informal meal somewhere, stop in a diner or something like that. So, hey, let's get a bite to eat. I'm a little hungry here. Let's, you know, get a hamburger and have a little chat and catch up on things. Here they head into a bar or a restaurant or a pub, and they find themselves watching a group that's using the venue as their stage and just might stumble on some performance. Yes, I'd like to have a pint of local beer here. Could I have a bitters, please? Oh, my goodness, there's a performance going on there. They're doing a Shakespeare play over there in the corner. What do you know? We're in a bar and a restaurant having some food, and we get some entertainment as well for free.
Oh, that's nice. So it sounds like any place you go in Edinburgh around this time has a possibility of being a venue for performers. A venue is a place where some sort of activity is taking place. It could be a workshop for your company. Where's your meeting venue? Which is another way to say, where is your meeting being held? What is the location? Where is your workshop venue? Where's the concert venue? So where is it being held? Where is it located? So that's kind of cool. Just casually dropping by a restaurant may give you a free show on top of your meal, so it's kind of cool.
And remember, we've got organizations like the Free Edinburgh Fringe Festival. They make sure that you don't have to break the bank to be fully entertained. Now, it's going to take quite a bit of money to actually get to Scotland if you're going there from Taiwan.
Yeah.
And my understanding is that things in the UK are quite expensive. Hotels and transportation, trains and renting cars and stuff like that. Remember, you need to drive on the left side if you're in the UK there. And, yeah, it can be quite expensive here. But if you get to the festival, lots of things are free. Now, this organization... or other organizations, including the Free Edinburgh Fringe Festival, hey, they put on these performances free for people all the time, so you don't have to break the bank to be fully entertained. Of course, some things are going to cost you an arm and a leg. I suppose if you want to see one of those tattoo performances, it's going to cost you a pretty penny. But if you break the bank here means it's spending a lot of money that you don't want to spend, and when you spend that money... It's like seriously affecting your savings. It's like, wow, my bank account just went down big time because I spent so much money on that new car.
Oh, yeah. There are lots of ways to break the bank, right? But here you don't have to. There's so many things that are offered for free. With far more shows than a person can see in a month, visitors traveling to the city have their hands full just deciding what they want to go see first. So it's kind of a nice predicament or dilemma or situation to be in, that you don't know what to do first. There's so much. So there are a lot of shows, with far more shows than a person can see in a month. Then just is used as sort of a comparative word. You've got more shows, more than what, than a person can see. So you're trying to establish that what precedes than is actually being compared to what follows. With more money than a person knows what to do with, she went out and bought her parents a home. You can use this phrase in a lot of different ways.
Right. As you said, then, is the comparative here, I'm taller than you, or I'm smarter than you, etc. Those are ways to compare things. Don't confuse that with the word then, T-H-E-N. They're pronounced very similarly. Then just refers to a certain period of time. Hey, what happened then? What happened after that? But here, then, is the comparative here. So there are more shows than a person can see in a month. So even if you get up at 5 in the morning and stay up until 1 or 2 in the evening, I guess that would be the morning, you still won't have the possibility to be in 2 places at once or 20 places at once. There's just too much stuff going on there. So you're going to have your hands full just deciding what to experience first. So there's lots of stuff to do there, and don't worry, you're not going to be bored.
If you have your hands full, you're so busy, you don't know what to do. When I volunteer to babysit for my brothers and sisters, I have my hands full with the kids because they're very active and I have to watch them a lot. So you can have your hands full with lots of things. Maybe your hands full, you've got your hands full of homework, so you won't have time to go out and play with your friends. Your bosses probably want to keep you busy, so you've got your hands full of all sorts of tasks and projects that you have to complete before the deadline. There are lots of ways to make someone really busy and keep them occupied. You keep them busy so they don't have a time to do anything else.
Absolutely. So here you might have your hands full. Or if you're in a restaurant eating some local Scottish delicacies, you might have your mouth full of those things. My mother used to say to me when I was a kid, hey, don't talk with your mouth full. I'd be at the dinner table, you'd go, oh, mom,
yeah.
Hey, it's rude to speak with food in your mouth. Don't talk with your mouth full.
That's good advice from your mother, Tom. Yeah, I think most kids learn that when we're growing up. Don't speak with your mouth full of food. It's gross because people can see you chewing it up. Well, this is one place where you're likely to have a great time. Okay, the ticket's going to be kind of expensive to go to Scotland. Let's just acknowledge that. But once you get there, wow, there's so much to see and do, and you'll experience culture that you've never seen before.
I think I'm going to head to my travel agent. I'm not sure if it's over yet because it's right at the beginning of August here. Maybe there's still some time to check this out. Nah, I don't have the time. I have to continue hosting this program. But for any of you who have the free time to go check it out, hey, do so and come back and tell us all about it. Hey, that brings us to the end of our show for today. It's been fun talking to you. But I can see our Chinese teacher over there kind of motioning to me that it's her turn to talk. So I'll let her talk to you right now. Take it away.
Cheers, Tom. 好，我们继续往下看。第三段第一行说 ,One of the primary appeals of the Edinburgh Festival is the sheer abundance of things to see and do. 光是有那么多可看可做的事情，这是爱丁堡艺术节最吸引人的特色之一。Appeal 这个字 ,APPEAL, 当作名词使用，在这边的意思是吸引力，吸引人的特点。例如，如果你要说，这本杂志最吸引你的地方是它丰富的资讯，就可以说 ,To me, the richness of information is the biggest appeal of this magazine. To me, the richness of information is the biggest appeal of this magazine. Appeal 这个字还有一个很重要的意思，就是法律方面的上诉。如果你对判决不服，要申请上诉，就可以说 file for an appeal。好，我们继续往下看，这一段还有两个很值得学习的字，就是 sheer abundance。sheer, S-H-E-E-R, 意思是全然的、纯粹的，而 abundance,A-B-U-N-D-A-N-C-E, 意思是大量的存在，组合起来就是光是某事物的大量存在，而是什么事物呢？后面接 of things to see and do, 可看可做的事情。举例来说，若要表达台湾有很多热带水果，就可以说 Taiwan has an abundance of tropical fruit. 而 sheer 这个字，假设你出国玩买了太多的东西，即使想办法通通都塞到行李箱，但光是那个重量就让你怎么样也拉不动，就可以说 Even if I managed to put all the stuff I bought in my suitcase, the sheer weight of it would make it impossible for me to carry. 好，我们再往下看到这段第二句前半的 Many a traveler has stopped in for a bite to eat in a bar or a restaurant. Many a 后面接上单数的名词，意思就等于 many 加上复数名词，意思是许多的。但是别忘了，后面的动词要接单数形才可以。最后我们看到第二句倒数第四个字 venue, V-E-N-U-E, 指的是某项活动举办的场所，例如说会议呀、演唱会、展览、音乐会或者是舞蹈表演等等，都可以用 venue 这个字。介绍到这边，相信大家都很心动吧。有机会的话，希望大家都能去体验所有精彩热闹的活动。
Thanks for joining us, everyone. We're out of time. We hope you have a very festive summer, at least the end of the summer, wherever you are.
For English Digest, I'm Stephanie.
And I'm Tom. Goodbye.
Bye.